morning.
Good morning.
Today is Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the Commission's hearing room at 1325 G Street Northwest, Suite 800, and the time is 11:10 a.m. I am Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the Public Service Commission. Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort and Commissioner Willie L. Phillips are participating in this meeting by phone. Good morning, Commissioner Fort.
Good morning, Commissioner Chairman Shane.
And good morning, Commissioner Phillips.
Good morning.
Good morning. This meeting is being held pursuant to 4062, Section 4062 of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The meeting has been scheduled to consider formal case matters that require commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the commission secretary's office and on the commission's website on Friday, October 7th, and it is being amended today to add item 4 regarding formal case 1137. Commissioners Fort and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Then all in favor of amending the agenda, adopting the amended agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes. The amended agenda is adopted. There are, as I said, 4 items for action before the commission today. The first is informal case number 1027 in the matter of the emergency petition of the Office of People's Counsel for an expedited investigation of the distribution system of Washington Gaslight Company in GT 97-3 in the matter of the application of Washington Gaslight Company for authority to amend its rate schedule number 6 and GT 06-1 in the matter of the application of Washington Gaslight Company for authority to amend General Service Provision Number 23. This order grants in part and holds in abeyance in part Washington Gaslight Company's application for reconsideration of Order Number 18503 and request for a technical conference. Washington Gaslight shall begin reporting on programmatic changes to the vintage mechanical coupling replacement and encapsulation program or program projects and detailed information on cost variances for program projects beginning with the December 1, 2016 monthly report. Within 15 days of the date of the order, Washington Gaslight shall indicate when it will be able to provide information on estimated and actual project program closeout costs and dates and updated forecasts. Washington Gaslight, the Office of the People's Counsel, other interested parties, the Commission staff shall hold a technical conference to discuss the Commission's requirements in Order 18503 as directed by this order. Until the Commission reviews the technical conference report, the issues relating to the use of a project management tool, the development of a program implementation plan for project pipes, and the preparation of estimates according to American Association of Cost Engineering International Class 1 principles for all future projects in project pipes, and the inclusion in monthly reports of aggregated, estimated, and actual engineering and permitting costs contained in overhead and project-level engineering, permitting, and contingency costs are held in abeyance. Item number 2 is also informal case 1027 in the matter of the emergency petition of the Office of People's Counsel for an expedited investigation of the distribution system of Washington Gaslight Company, GT 97-3, in the matter of the application of Washington Gaslight Company for authority to amend its rate schedule number 6, and GT 06-1, in the matter of the application of Washington Gaslight Company for authority to amend General Services 23. This order grants Washington Gaslight Company's application for reconsideration of Order Number 18504. Washington Gas shall discuss how it tracks cost increases caused by changes in construction techniques on a program-level basis at the technical conference which has been ordered in item number one. The Commission also extends the deadline for including information about monthly and cumulative scattered service replacements in the monthly reports until the December 1st, 2016 monthly report. Item number three is informal case number 1119 in the matter of the joint application of Exelon Corporation, Pepco Holdings, Inc., Potomac Electric Power Company, Exelon Energy Delivery Company, LLC, and New Special Purpose Entity, LLC, for authorization and approval of proposed merger transaction. This order invites any party and all interested persons to submit comments on the revised PHI Service Company Integration Plan filed on September 26, 2016, within 30 days from the date of this order. Reply comments may be filed within 45 days from the date of this order. And the final item is number four, informal case 1137, in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to increase existing rates and charges for gas delivery service. This order denies Washington Gas Light Company's motion to strike the Office of People's Counsel's October 6, 2016 errata to the direct testimony of OPC witness Helmuth Bill Schultz, but grants Washington Gas Light's alternative request for leave to provide surrebuttal testimony. Washington Gas shall file its surrebuttal testimony as soon as possible, but no later than the beginning of the October 14th formal case number 1137 evidentiary hearings, which begin at 10 a.m. on October 14th. All in favor of approving the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes, although Chairman Kane, I wanted to note on that first matter, it's also in formal number 1115, because those go to the Project Pipes program.
Project Pipes.
And as to that last matter, if a party, are we going to allow any other party that might want to give a rebuttal to the new testimony to do so orally? Or will you look
yes,
at that?
Yes, yes, it will be orally. That will be included in the order itself, that wording.
And with those two corrections, then I vote yes to all four orders.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes, I vote yes as admitted by Commissioner Ford.
Thank you. And the chair votes yes. The order, the vote being unanimous, all four orders are approved. In terms of announcements, the commissioner will hold formal evidentiary hearings in formal case number 1137, the Washington Gas Light Company distribution rate case, starting on Friday, October 14th, 2016, that is at 10 a.m. here in the commission's hearing room.